Kern County is known for big agriculture and traditionally leans to the right. Many of the farmers there support Donald Trump. But when it comes to immigration, FM89's Madi Bolaños reports, not all the farmers there line up behind him.
Tom France is a fourth-generation almond farmer in Shafter, California. It's a small town of 16,000 people just up the road from Bakersfield. Fields in the area grow almond, pistachios, cotton, grapes, and alfalfa. France says he relies on a local contractor to provide workers he needs to tend his farm.
And he'll bring 20 people will show up, and they all have the equipment they need.
He explains to the contractor what the job entails, whether it's heavy or lighter pruning, what to do with branches, and how to lay them out. But France says he does not get involved with the paperwork.
When he sends me the bill, he gives me the name of every worker and their social security number. And from that, I'm supposed to assume that everyone is legal, and I'm not required to check each person myself.
When I asked Tom France what he thinks of President Trump's harsh rhetoric and clampdown on immigration across the U.S.-Mexico border, he says it's leading to a decline in farm workers.
So a shortage of workers can put someone out of business real fast if you don't have the people to do the job.
This 71-year-old almond farmer in Shafter says he disagrees with Donald Trump on many issues, but immigration is a big one. And he says it's enough to keep him from casting his ballot for Trump this fall. He says he didn't vote for him back in 2016 either. And he says American consumers in general could be hurt by these immigration policies.
That in the end ultimately has to raise the cost of food, but then you have international trade agreements come into effect as well. And if the cost of growing something is too high in one place, another place may be able to do it quite a bit cheaper, even after shipping the goods halfway around the world.
30 miles down Highway 99 is a much larger operation run by Dennis Johnston. He was also born and raised in Kern County. Johnston Farms grows citrus fruit, potatoes, and bell peppers. The farm employs nearly 100 full-time packing workers and another 300 during the harvest season. He says all of the workers at his farm are required to fill out a federal I-9 form. So,
the assumption on our part is they are all documented, or we couldn't hire them legally.
But he says the industry needs more seasonal workers.
If you just relied on the legal immigration system, there isn't enough employees coming to replenish the migrant labor that are here and working now, that are retiring, going to work in other industries.
It's no secret that many of the farm workers in this country are undocumented. The U.S. Agriculture Department says as many as half. Some farmers and labor contractors have estimated it's more like three quarters. Gabriela Lopez is an immigration attorney with Eaton & Associates in Bakersfield and represents farm workers facing deportation. She says the Trump administration's tougher enforcement has many more Central Valley residents asking for legal help and support.
We were seeing many people in our office coming and saying that they were detained on their way to work, and most of these people were farm workers.
People like Lopez say there's been an uptick in arrests by ICE agents as part of a larger sweep in California's agricultural heartland. Lopez says family members often come to her on behalf of loved ones who've been detained. Other times, people are released shortly after being detained by ICE.
Typically, it's going to be someone that has had no criminal record, perhaps. Maybe has U.S. citizen children.
I spoke with farm workers who fear getting detained on their way to or from work, and due to that fear, they asked not to have their remarks included. Lopez says the U.S. government has been beefing up immigration enforcement since the 1980s, but she says the Trump administration has taken it to a new level.
We are moving towards an era of more and more enforcement and less actual congressional action.
Dennis Johnston at Johnston Farms agrees with Lopez on that front. As for President Trump, well, Johnston says he votes on more than just immigration.
Agriculture is generally supportive of Trump's reducing regulation on our industry, but we generally are worried that his stance on immigration will be even more restrictive to the agriculture workforce.
Despite all that, he's been sticking with Trump, whom he voted for in 2016. And Johnston says he plans to cast his vote again for Trump this fall. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Maddie Bolaños.